Now, here's Pebbles with what's hot and trending.
Kendrick Lamar makes history. Drake and J. Cole announce new music and a new trial for Meek Mill. Melissa has the juice coming up.
If this doesn't end R. Kelly's career, I don't know what will.
Wiggy has your sports.
The Celtics look to create more distance between them and the Bucks.
But first, well, we got a lot to get to, so let me just get this out of the way for the people who care. Khloe Kardashian revealed the name of her new daughter with Tristan Thompson. True Thompson is the name, and I guess Melissa was telling me it's a family name.
I actually do like the name True, but I think a lot of people are pissed off that she gave the baby Tristan's last name.
I mean, look, she likes crappy guys. She likes guys that treat her like crap.
I guess so.
It's a quality that they have that she gets attracted to and then later goes, oh man, that guy sucks.
Kendrick Lamar made history. He is the first hip-hop artist to receive the Pulitzer Prize in music. Won it for his Grammy Award-winning album, Damn. The award, it's typically given out to classical artists and jazz musicians, so this is a huge deal, so congratulations to him. A lot of new music on the way. Drake took to Instagram to reveal his next album. It'll be called Scorpion and will be released in June. Can't wait for that. J. Cole also announced new music. First, he came out and announced a surprise concert. He posted on Instagram, concert NYC, come through, couple of hours from now. First come, first serve, no phones, no cameras, no bags, no press list, no guest list. Then, after that, he announced that he's dropping a new album called KOD that will be out on Friday. And could Meek Mill be getting a new trial? So, Philadelphia prosecutors told a judge yesterday that they support a new trial for him. So, the Philly DA's office said that Meek's arresting officer's credibility has been questioned, and he's actually on a list of alleged corrupt Philly cops. And because of that, his original conviction on gun and drug charges should be vacated. And Meek's lawyers asked that he be released on bail immediately until the new trial. But this judge does not like him. That judge said, well, this wasn't the purpose of this status hearing, and refused to grant him bail. But there were a lot of Free Meek Mill protesters out there, and the judge did say is expected to make a decision on the new trial in 60 days. So Meek could be out. All right, here's Melissa with the juice.
All right, well, The Weeknd does have a new woman, and it's not Bella. So a story was going around over the weekend that The Weeknd was at Coachella making out with his ex, Bella Hadid. But Bella made it perfectly clear on Instagram yesterday, commenting on E! Online's post, it wasn't me.
Wow.
So, after doing some digging, we found out he is dating a DJ. Her name is Chantel Jeffries. She's friends with Justin Bieber. She modeled for Chloe's denim company before, and he was spotted at her DJ gig at a Beats party over the weekend, and they were photographed together at a bunch of parties around Coachella. Mariah Carey loves being naked. Her former manager, Stella, claims that she was sexually harassed by Mariah, who would constantly walk around naked in front of her and do sexual things in her presence. She also alleges that Mariah has a substance abuse problem, fails to take her meds for bipolar disorder, and says that she was unfairly fired in the middle of her 3-year contract and is giving Mariah a chance to pay her what she's owed before she actually files a lawsuit. Mariah says her claims are baseless. And R. Kelly has another one. An unidentified Dallas woman has filed a criminal complaint against R. Kelly, saying that he knowingly and intentionally infected her with a sexually transmitted disease during an 8-month relationship they had when she was 19 years old. Now, she says R. Kelly would constantly give her illegal drugs and alcohol and ended the relationship. She ended it because R. Kelly's predatory and controlling behavior. And the woman is preparing a federal case against him, saying that he's running a cult for underage girls. R. Kelly is once again denying all of the accusations. At what point gonna stick with this guy?
This is crazy.
Like, seriously, how many more women have to come forward and make these accusations against him before people stop going to his shows, stop playing, buying his music?
Yeah.
It's not gonna happen.
I'll put that trapped in the closet, though.
Right?
We're on volume 54 now.
It's R. Kelly, man.
Here's Wiggy with sports.
All right, the Boston Marathon was yesterday, and obviously, let's get to the winners, the men's and women's winners. Melissa, did you watch any of it?
I did. I watched a good chunk of it.
Yeah, I watched absolutely 0 seconds of it. But the winner for the women's, an American woman, Desi Linden. Good for her. And get this, huh? I don't know when this is the last time this one happened, but you know what? A Kenyan did not win. A Japanese man won the male race, Yuki Kawachi.
Yeah.
Wow. So
good for him.
You know what? I guess, you know, the weather, you know.
The weather destroyed a lot of, I mean, the Kenyans didn't really train in that.
Right. You know? So it's, you know, I guess if you don't train in the cold weather and sometimes you get a bad day, that's what happens. The Bees, they fell to the Toronto Maple Leafs yesterday, last night, 4-2. Very, very good game. The series now is 2-1. The Bruins, they're still headed out. When the Red Sox, they'll take on the Los Angeles Angels tonight, 10 p.m. David Price will be on the hill for that game. And the Celtics back in action, trying to go up 2-0 against the Milwaukee Bucks tonight, 8 p.m. And that is your sports.
Turning mostly cloudy today, 56 for your high. It'll be cloudy tonight, 36 for your low. And partly cloudy and windy tomorrow, 53 for your high. Right now it's 46 degrees. This report made hot by Sullivan Tire and Auto Service, online at SullivanTire.com.